Listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, hanging out in our Charlottesville studio. So thrilled to be joined by a great friend of this radio station, Nan McMillan. Nan, welcome back.
Hello. It's so good to be here.
Thanks for being here. And who do you have joining you today?
I've got Evan Dibbs on guitar, a good friend of mine from Brooklyn.
Hi, Evan. So thrilled to have you. Your debut full-length album is From Both Eyes. We've been enjoying playing that here on WNRN. We're going to dig into that a little bit, but we'd love it if you kick us off with a song.
Absolutely. This is called Maps.
Nan McMillan live on WNRN, Maps off the debut full-length album, From Both Eyes. Nan's on tour right now with Doe Eyes. They're calling it the Sink or Swim Tour, with stops in Durham, Athens, and Nashville, before swinging back through Central Virginia this Saturday to play Potter's Craft Cider, 6:30 p.m. Welcome back home. Nan spent a lot of time in the Commonwealth, but lives in Brooklyn now. So, Nan, I'm curious, how the last few years been for you?
Yes, they've been going really well. Yeah, I left Charlottesville about 3 years ago now and moved to Brooklyn. And, I feel like at this point I have a good music community around me. I feel really really grateful to have some good buddies, and been playing a lot of shows and playing around the Northeast, and yeah, things are good.
Glad that you're still keeping the music community here in the Commonwealth in mind. Again, this tour with Doe Eyes, she's out of Richmond. Can you talk a little bit about what the community down here in Central Virginia has meant to you, and maybe some of the lessons that you took with you when you moved up to Brooklyn?
Totally, yes. So Charlottesville is very much where I got my start as a musician. I went to UVA and then stayed in Charlottesville for another like 4 or 5 years afterwards. And it was just such a warm and welcoming place to get going as an artist. And I feel like there's such a passion and like support for live music in this community. So it just felt like a really like warm place to start out as an artist. And I think that I've searched for places that and communities and like niches in Brooklyn that feel similar to that, where like there isn't as much of a competitive nature, and people are just really genuinely excited about it and like supportive of each one another's music. So yeah, I feel lucky to have found a group of folks up north that that remind me a lot of the feeling of the music community here. And yeah,
that's awesome. Another thing that I read that you did in the time since I last saw you, I read that one of the songs on this new record, Emerge, was written during a songwriting class led by Buck Meek of Big Thief.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in what was that process like? What was that experience like doing that, I'm assuming, virtual songwriting class?
Yeah, absolutely. I took that songwriting class in spring of 2021. It's through this program called School of Song, which have really like blown up over the past couple years. And they just bring in some amazing artists to teach songwriting courses virtually. And the first one I took was with Buck Meek. I'm a big Thief fan, so it was really awesome to learn from him. And yeah, that was kind of like, I don't know, I was emerging from from a period of where I hadn't been writing too much. I think the pandemic just kind of got me down, or I don't know, it was like I felt in a funk songwriting wise so that course really just brought me back to life creatively. And I ended up taking a bunch of courses through them. The most recent one was with Adrian Lenker as well, which was awesome.
Awesome. Nan McMillan live on WNRN. The debut full-length album is From Both Eyes, playing at Potter's Craft Cider this Saturday at 6:30. We'd love it if you play another one for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Beginning to see it all as blooming. In the corner I water the ground. Beginning to cry from both eyes now, not leaving anything out. Whenever I think of time as a river, in the middle I see you float down. Whenever you look over your shoulder, did you leave anything out? See you.
Nan McMillan live on WNRN, Both Eyes Now, off the new album From Both Eyes. Nan is on tour this week with Doe Eyes, playing the Sink or Swim Tour, swinging back through Central Virginia to play Potter's Craft Cider this Saturday at 6:30. So you teamed up with His Gold Messenger's Alex Bingham for this record. He co-produced it. Can you talk about what that experience was like? And I also read that you recorded at a lake house in Southwest Virginia, which I'm assuming is Smith Mountain Lake. So I'd love to have you set the scene for us and tell us how this record came together.
Yeah, absolutely. We recorded in March of 2022 at a lake house. Yes, it was on Smith Mountain Lake. Alex and I just became friends. I saw him play bass in Hiss at a show, in Harrisonburg. And I was like, who is this guy? He seems fun. And we just connected and worked on a demo together. And then we were like, let's make a whole frickin' record. He has this awesome, his family has a lake house in Smith Mountain Lake. And in the wintertime, he and a couple of his buddies converted into a studio. So they bring a bunch of gear up there. And he's recorded some fantastic projects there. And we brought a group of people together. It was the two of us, our buddy Saman Kujinian, who was engineering. And then Matt McCon played drums. He's a fantastic drummer who plays with like Flock of Dimes and Bon Iver, and then my buddy Tyler Hutcherson, who lives in Richmond and plays with Free Union, was there as well, and then Kim McMasters, who's a great guitarist out of Richmond as well. So it was a good mix of like some buddies and some fantastic artists that I really respect and admire. So we just came together, spent about a week there, and it's a really gorgeous setting to make a record in. It was beautiful.
How democratic was that process? Did you come with all the ideas? Were you a little bit receptive to some of the group's ideas, or how did it all go down in that way?
We came to the session with some ideas arrangement-wise. Alex and I did a bit of pre-production together down in Durham. But we just really, like, trusted one another very much so. So, like, I had some ideas, but we really just wanted to see what everybody wanted to bring to the table creatively. We just selected, like, a really, really talented group of people, and we just were very open to one another's ideas and just let them all kind of come together. So, yeah, I felt very democratic. You know, Alex and I were co-producing, so we were kind of the leaders, but it was just a very, like, even and balanced process in terms of people's contributions.
Nan McMillan live on WNRN. The debut full-length album is From Both Eyes. Nan, Commonwealth artist, we've really enjoyed spending time with you today, Nan. Thank you so much for being back here. Looking forward to seeing you at Potter's Craft Cider this Saturday at 6:30. And we'd love it if you take us out with one more.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Des. It's great to be back here. This is the last song. It's called Mad Sometimes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every time when your family
McMillan live on WNRN. The debut full-length album is From Both Eyes, playing at Potter's Craft Cider in Charlottesville this Saturday at 6:30. Nan, thanks again for being here.
Thanks so much, Des.